pushed up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the trap can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like cool, will help you get your Z's.
Welcome back to the scenario. We are back. We are back. Matt, what's going on, my brother?
I'm here, man. I'm back too.
You got the BD popping?
Hmm?
Is that a BD?
Oh. It's Clove.
Clove. Clove. They all say this. They all the same. Hmm. Hood smokers in general.
We've done hood alcohols. We're gonna finish that one.
Yeah,
day.
We do. People's like, man, we get it, man. The one dude's like, man, I get y'all busy, man. Like one dude's like,
I don't want to leave people out there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just logistical stuff, man. It just got logistically bad.
We make it happen. I would say top three hood items to smoke is easy. I'm not counting weed.
Okay,
that's
Kool's.
I was gonna say Newports. I was gonna say Newports, Black and Milds, and Cigarellos.
But see, Cigarellos, I think that goes to the weed situation.
Non-weed?
It's got to go to clothes then.
Think so? I was going to say Camels. Cool.
I'm not saying you see somebody smoke a little Camel.
I don't know. They
do they even make Camels still?
I think so. I don't know. I don't smoke cigarettes.
I mean, I've seen some weird cigarettes that come out. Like, I need to know Platinum. Did you know? I've seen people get platinum or is it palladium or something? I don't know. But
oh, yeah. I think I've heard of palladium.
But that's not new. That's new, though.
Wait, palladium is a theater in England.
Yeah, it's a
I don't know if black guys are smoking
no, palladium. But I've seen white people get palladiums or whatever they are.
There's a lot of those in England.
There you go. So maybe that's where it's coming
from. Newports, Kool's, and Black and Miles.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are the three pillars of black smoke.
Yeah, and if somebody got one of them. And so there's a small subset of black people that do smoke Marlboros, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a small, like, a small little niche group of cruel people. I don't know if they all, like, been hanging out together. Or,
I
like,
work with a white guy. I work with a white guy, because most of us do. And and he's...
Everybody listening to the show is like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. So, but he smokes menthols. And he was walking down the street one day, and a black dude was walking down the street and said, "Hey, man, you think I could get a cigarette from you?" And he took his box out. And it was menthols. He said, "Man, what you know about those?" And apparently, to him, this struck him in the same way as, like, many people say, "Have you ever seen a white person drink some Hennessy?"
I haven't.
See? Exactly. He had never seen a white dude smoking menthols voluntarily.
Not because he just bummed a cigarette.
Yeah, so it kind of fucked him up. So I get it. I get the whole
thing. Have you seen a white person drink Hennessy?
I personally think that I have it somewhere.
Maybe they may have gotten it like in a drink, but I don't think I've seen directly a white person having a bottle of Hennessy. Like holding a bottle of Hennessy and pouring their own drink.
Paul Wall? Maybe.
He doesn't count though.
Oh, okay. He's opted
totally,
out.
Oh, he's totally.
He's a reverse white walker?
Yeah. He's totally.
Right.
Not at all. I'm talking about a straight up guy
he's
that went to DeBerg High School.
DeBerg. Where the hell is that at?
Oh, it's in South County.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's why I'm going, okay, even a guy from Clayton, a white guy from Clayton High School, is drinking.
You can't even buy Hennessy in Clayton. Try to go to a bar in Clayton and get some Hennessy. Maybe they might have it at Ruth's Chris, but that don't really count because that's a chain and that's it.
Yeah, and they gotta have stocked in general
right.
across the board for whoever shows up in there.
Because they have a really good happy hour, and not a lot of people know that.
Truth, Chris does?
Now you know.
Yeah.
Thousands of people know now.
Now it's going to be a flood of people. Our two listeners are going to go out and go.
All three of our listeners.
Yeah, go out and get. Hey, I heard a guy Hennessy for low at Ruth Chris.
Yeah, it'll be there. It'll be there. It'll probably be the one thing that's not unhappy.
And then you know what? They probably got to pull behind. So they're like, oh, shit, do we have that?
And they have to blow it off. It's going to look like the Scorpion King.
And actually, you know what? Your shit will probably be potent and good as a motherfucker, too, over there.
Oh, they'll open up their top and dude will pass out back there.
Because it's so potent and sitting there.
Oh, shit.
This is 1989 Hennessy.
Oh, shit.
Like, damn.
We ain't opened this up since the Reagan administration.
The Reagan administration. We ain't opened this up since the Star Wars project.
Oh, it was a good time. Everybody was either doing good or they was on crack.
It was either there or there. Nowhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a good question. We have white listeners. I would like a white listener to email us if you have, and not just you drank Hennessy with some people because you hang out with some black people and that's all they had. I'm talking about you voluntarily brought your own Hennessy.
No, no, I know that's never happened before.
You saying that they just have happened to see like there's some people like
Tyler. Yeah, like I've had with us and, like I've had Jägermeister before.
Yeah, but I mean,
I've never bought a bottle of Jägermeister, but I've had it.
I've seen black people buy bottles of Jägermeister though. I think black people have drinking more
did they buy
diverse
that,
alcohol.
Did they buy that bottle of Jägermeister and then you looked up on the hill and OJ was up there?
Oh, you saying was it Joe? OJ may have been there.
Was it north of the wall?
Was I north of the wall? Yes, I was north of the wall.
There's no way you would. Were you just
no, no, no. I mean, I was just saying, like, I was in Iowa. Like, so I was north. I feel like that's north of the wall. In my eyes, it's north of the wall. I've seen that there. And I've seen it. And you know what? I take that back. I've seen it in California, too. That's a little bit of a different black person.
California is a different type of place. Yeah. It is a different. I need to go. I haven't been to California in a long time. I need to go. I'm going to go to California. I'm going to go to North California. Then I'm going to go to Southern California.
That's two different places.
It's going to be completely two different worlds. I think I'll enjoy North California a lot
more.
North Carolina,
yeah. North Carolina is more.
North California, I'm sorry.
Yeah, North Carolina is way more laid back and way more like, oh, then you cool, let's kick it. Southern California is like, what kind of Uber? You in an Uber? You didn't rent a car? That's that type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Because Northern California, it could be a cat riding an Uber that's a $10 million millionaire working in Silicon Valley, but he just like riding in an Uber or a Lyft.
They got a lot of smart millionaires up there in North California.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys.
But they'll be low-key, though. I'm saying, yeah. Like, you won't know.
Yeah, they go about being millionaires the right way. Mm-hmm. I want to spend more time around those people because I don't do very well at being a thousandaire. I'm a really irresponsible thousandaire
so at this point. Being a millionaire.
Maybe I got a chance to. Maybe I got a chance to get over the hump still.
Yeah. I mean, that ain't bad if you can. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get these emails, man. People are mad at us, man. Not mad at us. We have one listener that is irate with us. Two listeners irate with us. Most, and it's not for the reasons you believe, folks. It's not for any of the. Everybody said, "Oh, the White Walker thing was great." It was a Stacey Dash comment that got the most off the cuff. Maybe 2-3 minute conversation has gotten the most response from an episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the episode of Martin where Jerome's on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's only on there a minute and a half, but that's the episodes you remember. It's Jerome on there.
I heard an interesting debate about Martin that we can come back around to at the end
I'd like to hear that just before, as I pull up. What was the debate?
It was a debate about white people were trying to figure out how to say bro man from the fifth floor's name.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be brother man from the fifth floor?
No, it's bro.
No, it's bro.
Man.
It took them 2 days. They figured it out, though.
What was it? Do you think that that's the most iconic show of the 90s?
Most? For black people?
I would say that in Seinfeld for sitcoms. And it was almost a juxtaposition because they came out at the same time. They came out at the same time, so you got to think about this.
Well, here's my thing is that I think that most iconic show from the 90s, no. I would say Martin's.
Sitcom.
Well,
sitcoms are half-an-hour shows.
Okay, so does In Living Color not count?
No, because I could say that variety.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of.
Probably. I mean,
That's a sketch comedy show. And I would put that in sketch comedy. I would say it's Seinfeld and Martin. Like, they were two bookends. Like, literally, it was two different worlds watching Martin and Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's fine. I watched Seinfeld.
Right, but I'm saying, but we're in the middle kind of. I'm talking about, in general, if you went to school, it was.
Wait, Martin didn't come on at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. It
came on the same exact time.
Did it?
That's why they were competing so hard.
They did a disservice. That was a disservice.
No. Martin came on at 7.
Yeah.
Seinfeld came on at 7.
That's it, because there would have been no way.
Seinfeld didn't come on at 7?
No, Seinfeld came on at 8.
So it competed against New York Undercover then.
Yeah, and that's why I never watched New York Undercover.
See, I always watched New York Undercover. I didn't watch Seinfeld until I was in college.
See, I watched Seinfeld and Martin at the same time. It balanced out my sense of comedy. Like
But I mean, but those were the bookends of like life. Martin.
Speaking of Seinfeld, you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes, I do.
Black people love,
love
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Is it because of because
he is the quintessential awkward white guy
that we all know
that doesn't really intend to do anything wrong. Larry David is a man of principle on that show. Yeah. He's completely principled, and he doesn't. But he finds himself in the worst situations.
But they said that Kramer is a real guy. Larry David, I mean,
oh, yeah.
He said that's a real guy that he...
There's a new podcast out called Origins where they're doing the first round of the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Curb Your Enthusiasm, about how he got that off the ground and about everything he did. Larry David's had an incredible
ridiculous shit. But so let's get into the upset
email. I say all that to say, Curb Your Enthusiasm starts again on October 1st.
Yeah, and that's how you know... And shit, Mad About You's coming... Not Mad About You.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace is coming back. Roseanne's coming back.
You know that the first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm came out 17 years ago?
Damn. So, shit, when was the last episode of Seinfeld?
98 or 97, I think.
So, they're 20 years, then he got Curb 3 years later.
Yeah.
So, Curb started in 2000?
Seinfeld might have been earlier than that. Look it up.
No, I think Seinfeld's last episode was around 98, 99. I can see that because it was a big deal. Because he did a million episode or something crazy at that time. Like, he was getting stupid amount because it was on for like 8, 9 seasons.
Oh, Seinfeld's good. He's money-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's 9 seasons. 98, yeah.
98, okay.
90 to 98.
Damn, eight seasons.
Jerry Seinfeld's a made man, too.
Yeah. And he won't even do big venues for concerts.
He doesn't like to. He said actually his favorite venue in the country is the Fox.
Really?
He says it's his favorite place to work.
Because it's big enough and intimate. It gives you an intimate feel even though it's real big.
Yep.
That's very true.
Fox Theater. Do your thing, St. Louis. Got that at least.
Yeah. One of the few things we got.
Oh, 1989 to 1998. I'm sorry.
All right. This email is from our man Ivory Guy. He says, Stacey Dash, top 50. Y'all tripping, B.
Like she shouldn't be in it?
Yeah, like she shouldn't be in the top 50.
How? How can't she be? I mean, if she's not, God bless. I just need to know
who I didn't know who's in. I need to know who's ahead of her that we're missing out on.
I need to see the numbers on that.
And look, and don't go back to saying Diane Carroll and then like that. We're gonna start. We're gonna come back to this because it's gonna we're gonna bring it up. We're gonna start.
Let me say Diane Carroll and them.
Even with Diane
Carroll, taking all time baddest chicks of all time. I don't care. Take the chick that tempted.
There's only 5 black women on until like 1975.
Take the chick that tempted Hercules. Who's my man that got his hair cut off and his powers?
Delilah.
Take Delilah. Delilah most certainly was black.
Yeah.
So put her in there too. Even I don't care. Why not? You know.
Throw in Queen of Sheba.
Queen of Sheba. Throw them all in. You can throw in all those people from back then. You can throw in Missandei. From Game of Thrones. She was from back then.
And you still, Stacey Dash would still be in there.
Stacey Dash is
top 25 at the middle.
She's in there. Period.
Yeah.
Period. She's in there.
Yeah, we,
I mean, there's, like, I could go through my incredibly superficial Instagram follows and pull out a ton of women that are. My Instagram is tragic.
I know, it's mine. But no, I don't give the Instagram look. Like, we have to have a cutoff because it's not. The iconic figure of being bad is different now. Like, you saw Stacey Dash, you were like, yo, you talk about Stacey Dash at school for like a week.
Well, because there were about 6 black women in TV and media back then, yeah.
Exactly, so we got to cut it off. So let's do, we're going to do 70 to 2010. Pre-Instagram. The baddest one. We're going to do that with Dub. We're going to bring Dub back for that.
Yeah, let's table that. Because I don't know. I mean, if I see you, I see you. I mean, there's some chicks that just didn't even pop up and like they were like, 10 in 2010, and now they're bad now 8 years later.
They just missed the cutoff. They missed the cutoff to be considered one of the baddest of all time.
I think the cutoff's got to be as long as you're legal.
No. I'm talking about that you came out in the game where people knew you 2010.
Okay,
you had to be a name though.
Because we're gonna get
real shaky around 2000 when your Melissa Fords and your Esther Baxters and all those video chicks start coming up. That's when it gets real hazy. I almost want to cut it off at 2000.
Who's the baddest video chick? I mean, there were bad video chicks in the 90s.
I say Melissa Ford.
Really?
I don't think it's no question. Or Esther Baxter. I think it's one of them. I mean, I'm just going off of where they were. I kind of, where they were making like 100 grand.
Does anybody know who the chick Jay-Z came in the room with on the I Just Want to Love You video is? She's like the most random woman of all time.
Oh, no. She is somebody though. She was also in, I believe, is that the light skin or brown skin joint?
Light skin chick. She was okay. Like, she
I'm
was,
thinking about the brown skin joint that was in
light skin chick
with Pharrell.
No, she was a light skin chick with the sunglasses on. Jay Z walked in the room. Now he's a meme or he's got that ooh my bad face. Yeah, yeah. Nobody knows who that broad is. She's like one of the top most random.
Somebody else for 2000, Gloria Valdez too. She's in there.
She counts.
She's iconic.
She ain't black.
Yeah, she's black and Hispanic.
No, are we counting that?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Works for me. I mean,
if you were in a black,
I wouldn't count if we were gonna start doing that.
Yeah, but you were in black shit. Like,
oh, I'm very black. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm saying no. I'm saying you aren't black. Jennifer Lopez can go in there too if you really want to throw her in there.
She's from Harlem,
right? So Jennifer Lopez is gonna make this topic.
And it's a funny thing. We're gonna talk about Insecure in a second.
Talk about it in a second.
But I've got a somebody made a comment on one of my Facebook posts this week about Insecure. They said they didn't like Aparna because it sounded like she was trying to sound black.
Yeah, no. She's from the Bay Area, though.
Exactly.
Motherfucker, everybody there sounds like that.
Yeah.
They sound like they black, and they fucking be white. Because the Bay Area, it just became black as shit. People understand how the Bay Area is black as hell. It's now getting more white.
We'll come back
to Insecure. But so let's go back to these people upset. Not upset. We're going to go to one upset. Then we have two congratulatory ones.
Okay. So, all right. So we're in the HR department.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to give out the bad things in your review.
I always like bad news first.
This is from JT Williams. He says, how the fuck do y'all have Stacey Dash in the top 50? This is beyond something that I could even dream of or seeing. She was bad in a couple of movies, but really, son? Top 50? Like, y'all gotta have some other bad ones up in there before that. I hope y'all got somebody like a... Oh, dude, I don't know what he's spelling here.
As you can tell, we always screen our emails.
N-A-I-A. Nia, it's supposed to be Nia Long.
Like Division 4 basketball, NAIA?
Yeah, but he said it's Nia.
Okay, that's fine.
It's supposed to be Nia Long. Oh. Nia Long, it's giving a typo. I'm sorry about that.
No. Yeah. I was just confused what we were doing. I'm not making fun of the brother's
spelling. You better have someone like Nia Long up in that piece.
No, of course.
Yeah, Nia Long is in there.
We didn't drop a definitive ranking.
No, I mean, we just said 50. Like,
listen, I'm not going to do a definitive ranking.
We just say who's in the 50.
No, that's fair. I'm not going to do a ranking because I'm going to get called all sorts of names if I do. So I'm not going to do it.
I did do a ranking when my blog first started.
That is incredibly dangerous.
No, I did one. This is early in the blog. And that was one of my most popular blog posts ever.
I believe it was popular because popularity is based off drawing eyes.
Yeah, no, but I had 10 people vote on it too, so it wasn't just me.
You weren't married either then.
Oh, no. I hadn't even met my wife yet.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's how I know you. That's how I know you
this
made
is 2009.
That. That's how I know you made that list. That's why I know you made that list.
Because you just able to just figure it out.
Wouldn't just do that.
Yeah, I have to let you pick the list though. It was pretty definitive. I had 10 people on the little panel with me.
Badness.
Yeah, and we had a list, preliminary list, and people rated them, you know, and everything, and I tallied them up, and then we had it. Halle Berry might have won offhand.
I think she's the dopest of all time.
Yeah, I think she might have won this offhand. I think she did.
For me, she's the dopest of all time, and I haven't even really seen too much that's pushed her for that.
All right, next one from Misty. She says, I would have to totally agree with you all with the Stacey Dash being in the top 50. She is a beautiful woman, and I'm a woman saying this. Political views aside, that woman is very sexy. To consider that she's 50 years old, you got to give it up to her.
Yeah, she hasn't really aged.
No, if I brought her out with me right now, y'all be like, so you got a little young chick with you? Like, you think, and I look young. You'd be like, oh, you got a young chick with you now? That's what you're doing now?
Yeah, she looks late 30-ish.
Yeah.
Like, young urban professional, 30-ish. Yeah. Good for her. Money goes a long way, but good genes do too.
And remember, she's related to Damon Dash. That's her cousin.
Halle Berry is?
No, Stacey Dash.
I'm talking about Halle Berry.
Oh, Halle Berry. Oh, yeah. That's Ohio. Shout out to Ohio. Last up, this one's from my man Pete Money. He's been hitting us up on Twitter, man. He says, actually, on the real, Stacey Dash should be top 10. Did you see how bad she was in Mo' Money? Man, and he got a lot of ends here. It's like 7-10, about 7-8 ends.
Remember how bad she was in Mo' Money, and also remember how bad she was in the All Falls Down video.
He's like, but she can't act for shit, man. But she bad as a motherfucker, though. She got very, very far off her looks. Love the show, man. Y'all keep cranking them out. Peace.
No. Don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, like, we no. What's so funny is, do you ever see Paper Soldiers?
Yes. Yes, I have.
She looked bad in there. She was in there, and you could tell that was a favor to her cousin, Dave
Dash.
Yeah,
she was there as a pure favor. Like,
she made no sense to be in the movie.
It was like a Stacey Dash and Jay-Z did more favors for movies at that time.
Dave Dash was like, hey, like, that was a you vehicle. In town, right? Let's come and do like 2 or 3 scenes real quick.
That was like a vehicle for Wood Harris and Cameron level stars at that point in time.
You talking about Damon Dash?
Yeah, like pulling on his homeboys, like Beanie Siegel and stuff. Like, oh, come
Beanie
on,
Siegel wasn't the star of one of the stars of the
movie. Come on, guys.
That's this? Kevin Hart got his start in it, too.
Yeah.
That's Kevin Hart's first movie.
It goes to show you, kids, sometimes you got to do some work that you don't necessarily... You know, at that point in life, that was probably an exciting thing for them. Oh, I'm going to be in a movie.
That was 2003, man.
I'm going to be in a movie. Now they're getting Netflix specials.
That's how long Kevin Hart been in the game.
You know what? That's what you really want in life, is a Netflix special.
Oh, it lives forever.
They'll pay you big dollars
and it lives forever.
Yeah.
It don't go off. Somebody can always Google it and pull it up. Oh, it's on Netflix.
You know, Netflix is a weird place. There's some dark corners of Netflix if you go.
Whoa, what do you mean by that?
Like, be careful what you watch on Netflix, because the recommendations that it will start telling you the things you need to watch, you'll be like,
you sure I would like that?
Why is that on here? It's like Groupon. Groupon has some messed up stuff on it, too.
Like, well, I mean, give me a
second. Like sex toys and drug paraphernalia and all sorts of stuff.
So you can buy drug paraphernalia on Groupon?
Yes. Lingerie. You can get it cracking on Groupon. But here's the problem with it is that Groupon will remember the things that you have searched before and will send you those random recommendations, like on push notifications and emails. Like, hey, we noticed you took a look at this. What do you think about this? And then be like, no, I don't want that. I don't want to see
Janet Jackson.
I don't want a vibrator. What is that? I'm a man. I'm a boy, Damon. Stop it. Don't do that to me. But no, both of those things have a lot of viral marketing, if you will, within them. But no, how do we get there? Anyway, yeah, that's, she's...
Yeah, we're going to do a
she's tough.
Top 50
list. We'll do it one day. Winner is coming, literally. Yeah. Winner is coming, so we will, I'll think about that. That's going to be tough. That's the second hardest thing for me to do next to pick. Say, what's the best song of all time? That's really impossible to do.
I mean, it depends on the era, the year, the time.
People so say knock down the walls and say pick the 25 best songs of all time to you, regardless of genre, regardless of, like, that's a very impossible question. Just like saying pick the baddest women of all time. I don't know.
I think that's easier to take the baddest women than the baddest song.
I don't know.
My mood. Like, I don't think my mood has ever got off of Halle Berry. Like, I don't think I ever was like...
Well, yeah, but then after you get past the 1%, you've got the rest of it to do. Like, I don't even know what would be the top 10, honestly. Honestly. I guarantee you this, more women would have the same guys in their top 10 than guys would have women in their top 10.
So you're saying that the men would be more skewed with theirs? Like, it would be a lot more variables? Is it because, I guess, because women are pushed more with sex, so automatically...
They what?
Women are pushed more upon us as a sex object.
I am offended. I'm offended by that.
Hey, it's real. We are pushed more as a sex object to women. So they automatically be like, you know what? Like, not many dudes are pushed out there as sex objects, particularly at one time black men.
I'm not really offended.
I'm gonna pull up.
This is real live production happening right now.
This is real live. So go on to your insecure rant while I pull this up.
Wait, I don't want to come back to it. Once I get started on that, there's no turning around.
Oh, so you're saying that bond, that
we should just wait. We should just table it. You're taking content that we can use later. You know, this show being the treasure of production that it is, it can't happen if we blow our entire stash all at once. We'll be out there cold. But anyway, though, I mean, half the time the listeners produce the show.
Yeah, they just give us the topics.
Once again, that's not a push to say send us things to talk about.
But that helps us.
But send us things to talk about.
Because sometimes we be just, you know, spitballing like, oh, that'd be kind of fly. We talk about this and that.
Something comes up at some point in the weekend, usually. Usually it comes up to me at like hours, so like at like 11:30 on like a Saturday.
And I'll get a text message from you like,
oh, remember this for me. Because in 5 minutes, I'm not going to remember this. Because I'm drinking Hennessy with my white friends. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
White Hennessy, even better.
I don't like white Hennessy. I feel like we like it because it doesn't have food coloring in it, which is what really makes Hennessy brown.
Yeah, it's like.
But I shouldn't say that because that makes people feel like I'm
a certain type of way.
That's color blocking.
So let's go on to your.
I like my Hennessy dark. So I watched the season finale on Monday.
I did as well. So I
like to take in shows like that for like the whole environment of what's happened at the end of it.
It's not a race war, it's a gender war.
It is a gender war of the highest
capacity. I'm not involved in all. I don't hashtag it. I don't try to do anything.
I made a little.
Yeah, but you ain't like, I'm on Team Lawrence. And
no, like, I'm not on anybody's team. He's a fiction. He's a fictional character.
Yeah.
I'm not on his team. He's not that guy. I can't be on his side like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I made a Facebook status that elicited some responses from people. I'm going to read the Facebook status. I have to find
it. I saw a status from someone that we're both friends with, and they say, this is a she. She says, this is the previous episode. She says that Lawrence and what was the other dude? I can't remember his name. Dark skinned dude.
That dude.
The producer dude.
Yeah.
Both of them are so wrong and so messed up in their lives. This is just showing you about men. And I'm like, what did homeboy do, the producer dude do?
He did absolutely nothing wrong.
Zero wrong. Zero.
If anything, he played the game right.
Yeah, and the only thing he did do wrong is that you have to learn when you're dealing with a woman, you can't bring him nothing in the past.
Yeah, that was a tactical error on his part.
Yeah, sure. He was not wrong for what he said.
When he started saying it, I was looking at him like, ooh, don't do this.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong for what he said. Or viewed as a general court basis situation. But he shouldn't. You can't say that with a woman.
So here's what I said on Facebook. I said, a lot of folks are down on this season of Insecure and the finale, citing the bad decision-making and an unnecessary drama that came out of it. Mm-hmm. And while some of it was needed for TV comedic and dramatic effect, if you saw parts of your life and the situations that have happened in it through third-party eyes, you'd likely not believe how some of it played out as well.
100% true.
Thank you.
Dude, no, like, all that happened, I was like, this happens in real life. Like, all that happened in real life.
I wouldn't watch my life. I mean, knowing what was going to happen, I wouldn't watch my life.
No, I mean, some of that stuff you may not know, because you might be, at least with me, I was fucked up on something.
Oh, well.
Damn, I did that for
real. Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't, yeah. I'd like to. I wouldn't mind seeing when I get drunk. It'd be probably a good time. But going back through my entire life, no, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to look at it. Like, situations with women, situations with decisions I've made, mm-hmm. all these things. I don't want to see that. But my thing about it is that the criticisms for the show this year have been that there's the unrealistic decisions and situations that have come along.
No, they're 100% realistic.
What's not realistic about a girl making a terrible decision with a man she's not supposed to have, but she's going to keep on going back to him anyway, like Molly...
And still got the dude that she kind of liked as the good dude on the side. That happens all the time.
And what's not realistic about a girl forsaking the guy that is truly into her for the right reasons for a dude that she just simply wants to deal with? And now flip the strip. What's the difference about a guy doing the same thing?
All the time.
Happens all the time. That is very realistic. Now, are some of the scenarios kind of... You know, I don't know if that would happen exactly. I don't know. But you find yourself in weird places with your exes all the time. And anybody who's been in a not-so-simple, straightforward relationship, or some people that have been hollering at another person while still not completely resolved with another person and trying to balance both of those things out at the same time.
See, my
Lawrence's year was split between doing that two different ways. Now, I think he fucked up at the end. If he ain't with old girl anymore...
Why are you tripping like that?
He dumb, because she was dope.
Yeah.
She was dope. She was
gangster?
She was the most grounded, real person on that entire show this year.
By far.
She was dope. She's what if you are out here, fellas, I know occasionally we get requests about what should I do with this situation? How should I analyze this? If you find a chick that does everything that chick did, number one, takes initiative, which can be a huge problem with women in my experience that won't take initiative and will expect it to be taken for them when it's like, hey, you can go for what you want too. You don't have to be worried about rejection. But I think a lot of times, traditionally, women haven't been put in a position to have to deal with rejection, so they don't process it very well.
Right.
But that's a completely different conversation too. But you know, if you got a chick that's taking the initiative, that has got you doing different stuff and is out here trying to put you on, giving you good ideas, things you need to do with your products and things like that, and like your professional good well-being, that is the very definition of what you call a chick you need to quote-unquote wife up. And you don't need to do pity any petty bullshit and show her bad parts of who you are. My biggest problem with the last two episodes of this season was that Lawrence was being, I mean, I guess, hashtag insecure as fuck.
Yeah.
Because he showed her, number one, how he can bicker with chicks. and hang on to that shit in the car. And she was a G with it, like, hey, let's just go get a drink.
Yeah. This
is- but then the last thing, he showed how he can be non-trusted. He's going to lose it. He's probably going to lose that girl because of that.
He already did.
And I'm assuming. I didn't know if her getting out the car was, I'm done or I'm done with this conversation.
I'm assuming it was over.
Well, I think Lawrence is not coming back next season.
That's what my wife said, too.
I think that's done. I think he's gone. Or he'll be that cat that'll pop up like every, in the last like some episode.
Some random stuff.
Yeah, he'll walk
in. My wife said the same thing, though. She thinks he's not going to come back. Like, his storyline is done.
Yeah, I think his storyline is finished. I do. It doesn't make any. There's nothing left. It's like she wouldn't have pictured that whole future for them out of nowhere.
If
he was just going to pop back up as like a character, I think he's done. I hope there's still time for him to get cast in Black Panther.
Because they got everybody in that motherfucker.
I think I'm in that.
You in the back with a spear?
Yeah, I think I'm in that.
The thing that was ill, I think, about this last Insecure episode was how, to me, I was real. Like the idea with Molly, people were like, oh man, Molly was getting a little real. And it was like, yo, man, I know I've been on some shit. Like, man, this chick's dope. And I'm going to go fuck with this other chick I've been trying to fuck with and deal with for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right after that. Like, literally right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though the other girl is probably better for me.
Mm-hmm.
Old girl called me. Oh, come on through.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she may have been bullshitting me, whatever it may be. You know, come on through. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it may be. Whatever's clever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, and mine was like, oh, I'm coming to town. You know, oh, okay, whatever. I'm gonna swipe my whole schedule out. Let me go ahead and, oh, let me see. No, like, third. Oh, no, I'm free. You know, I got X's everywhere on my calendar, but.
Hold I would on. Be interested to hear this
mm-hmm.
from our female listeners. Which guy from this season's show, whether it be my man from the heads of the studio,
mm-hmm.
Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
The dude from the law firm in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
or Dro is the most appealing? What guy is the most appealing to you and why? I would like to just hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Which one, if you had to pick between the four of them, which one would you pick? I want to hear that. I might even make a Twitter poll out of that. I might even make a Twitter and a Facebook poll out of that. I just want to know. It's not a judgment zone.
Yeah,
it's not to say anything else. Which guy out of the four of them is the most appealing to you as a woman? I want to know. Email me that. Facebook it to me at Cheap Seat Fan or at Straight OLC.
Yeah.
Or you know, send it whatever, to us on Facebook. However you contact us.
You got this podcast. You know where you can hit us up.
You know how to find me. It's possible to find me.
This is my thing. I have a thing and I want, as a male, it sounds so fucked up. Or as a man, in general.
You are a man.
Yeah. I want people to know I know it may seem like, in general, people like, especially those bullshit dudes be like, I'm the nice guy bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you play. No, yo, I've done that shit to fucking women, though, too. Where you, and I know you can attend to it, too, where you like, man, dude, this chick too nice. Or like, man, I can't even mess with her. Maybe you may mess with her, and you be like, man, yo, she too nice, man. I have dealt with
every type of woman there is out there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I think as a man, just own up to your being on some bullshit. Like, I see the situation with Molly way more just as a man, not as a woman. I see that as a general thing across the board. And you got the Team Lawrence motherfuckers out there
mm-hmm.
that are like, oh man, this is how bitches be doing you. No, son. I've done this a lot. I'm talking a lot more. Look, I've lost some. I'm glad. I'm lucky I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had so many non-lives. Like, man, damn.
I'm lucky you're married, too. It was a great wedding. It was fantastic.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
My anniversary is coming up in a month.
Have another wedding.
I'm not doing the Jackie Christie. I think that's so fucking lame. Man.
Did they have a wedding every year or something?
Yeah, they have a wedding every year. You didn't know that?
Well, no, I don't care about
that. Yeah, I that's the only person I've ever heard of do that. They have a wedding every year for their
I would wedding. Never date a girl. Like, could you imagine me with a chick like that? Actually, you wouldn't imagine me doing anything. She would have killed me.
Yeah.
Long ago.
You'd have been on that episode of Snapped.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
in your death.
I'm out of there. I wouldn't make it.
I just think as men, though, I think men are projecting way too much on this show, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, see, this is how these bitches be. No, son. Yo, we ain't shit as men. We are. I look at this, like, I see Daniel. If anybody I identify on a personal basis, it's probably Daniel more than anything. Because I've been a dude like, all right, yeah, whatever. But then I say some slick shit, but then I get in my feelings. But I still got some other chicks on the side, but I still kind of want to make sure I got this play here going. I know what Daniel thinking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't relate to no Lawrence type shit. I can't relate to Lawrence.
I can relate to parts of Lawrence.
Parts, but I'm talking about just the... I guess he got a lot of sufferific behavior for him to be in his early 30s. Like, I got past a lot of that. Like, this, if I was 24, I could see myself being a Lawrence.
So you think that Daniel's the guy that you're more like than anybody else? Yeah. I think I'm more like Lawrence.
You are? You think so?
Yeah, because I could get Lawrence's thing. Because, like, when I was in my mid-20s...
He's not his mid-20s, though. He's 30.
Well, but I'm just talking about myself, trying to relate to how I see it.
Like, yeah, I said, in my mid-20s, I was a Lawrence, too, though. But I'm saying now in my life, if I was single, I would be more
of a... I've had more Lawrence-like situations in the last 10 years than any of those others. Mm.
See, I've had more Daniels.
I'm not malicious enough to be a dro.
Yeah, I can't... You know, I can't even...
And I will...
Oh, I take that back.
And I will...
I've done some dro shit, though.
And I can have the intentions that the dude from Chicago has, but I will cut them off before I end up...
Playing yourself.
Yeah, I won't be that good to the point where I end up getting trapped.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever got a situation where, like... Because, honestly, I feel like Chicago dude got some charity pussy. Is that correct to say he got charity pussy?
I think he earned it.
He earned it, but I'm saying I don't know if I ever got charity pussy.
I might have.
I don't think
created a scenario to get it, but it was okay. Like,
but I think charity pussy is the only one you have.
He unintentionally got it.
Yeah, I don't think I've set up a scenario. Usually, I'm already kind of knowing that I'm gonna have an opportunity to hit though.
Yes.
Charity pussy, I feel like is like, oh shit, I'm finna hit.
I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, that's what I feel kind of when the charity pussy come out.
I've gotten some. That is it. Charity. If a chick ends up just being like, I'm ready to do this now.
No. But you already thought you could maybe get it though.
Oh well, yeah.
No. I'm talking about. I feel Lil
Ron. I don't think that I can.
Lil Ron was in a situation. He was trying to be chill. Like I ain't gonna try to do nothing.
I don't think I could ever come from that.
That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't come from that direction because I don't think women see me like that dude.
Right.
You know,
that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that you.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying. You don't.
That's fair.
You don't.
But, I got you.
Like almost Lil Rel, he won.
He did.
He won.
But he's not gonna win.
He's not gonna win
because he's gonna be like,
and he's gonna end up. I have a prediction.
Next year, she's
bitter shit.
Next year, I think that she's gonna be with him and still fucking other dude.
Oh, 100%. That's what's happening. And then homeboys, Dro gonna get mad about her.
Nah, Dro gonna be doing his thing, and Dro wife gonna find out.
So you think this thing is a bullshit?
I don't think she knows at all.
Open marriage shit is bullshit?
If she did, in that time when they were standing there talking to each other, that empty-ass conversation before mm-hmm. that dinner, she would have mentioned it.
No. Do you think the open marriage thing is real?
No, it's not. That's what I mean.
But I'm saying, but it could be an open marriage thing, and she just don't know who you fucking with her, though, is what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it is at all.
Okay,
all right. Because if it's an open marriage, he would be able to move freely, and he wouldn't have had to tell her to hang back in the bathroom.
True.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
The Insecure Wars are interesting. Some people seem like they weren't happy with the show, but it feels like it's people that are some of the same type of people that were saying they don't like Power because it's like it's not giving you what you want creatively all the time. But when it comes around, you always take the idea and understand that it is entertainment. It's TV. Like it's not. You know,
people that get mad about Game of Thrones, like, oh man, nobody died for real this season. I didn't expect, like, dude, okay, man, like, we down like 5 real characters. Like, what the fuck you want us to do? Like, you want us to cut ourselves off? Like,
yeah, they can't sell ads of Jaime Lannister, Danny Targaryen, Jon Snow, Cersei, and
a White Walker,
and the fucking Night King are all gone. Like, how do you sell that show?
Not at all.
Nobody's gonna give a fuck if it's Arya, Sansa, Gendry, and motherfucking the Mountain. Like, that's no.
That's the show.
No.
But all the surprise people died.
Well, the thing about that Insecure is that Insecure revolves around, you know, one person's life and the kind of, to a certain perspective, people that are involved in her life, mm-hmm. being Issa. So, you know, it's like, that's just how it is. But, like, if you look at your life, if somebody made a 30-minute television show about your life, it would not make sense.
No.
Especially in your late 20s, early 30s. It would not make sense. And anybody who thinks that your life is linear at that point in time is fucking lying to yourself. My life hasn't gotten linear until the last 2 or 3 years. Otherwise, that thing was going all over the place. It was like that thing that's in the doctor's office when you go for kids that's got the beads on it and you just drive it all over the place. That was my 20s. Like, it went all over the place. Like, where's this going to land? Where's this one go? I'm just going to follow with this and see where it goes. And if it gets boring, I'm going to go grab another one. That's life. That's life in your 20s.
Yeah, that's... But then there's a whole another... I mean, you're king of the north in your 30s now. I mean, that's a whole another sexual being single in 30s.
It's a different thing. It is a different thing.
You literally are living...
I was the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch in my 20s.
You live in a movie Boomerang right now.
No.
He's in his 30s?
He's a little bit more out there than me.
But I'm just saying that life... Oh, I mean, not necessarily Marcus Graham, but I'm saying they were all in their 30s kind of moving and shaking, trying to figure out themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah.
All right, so let's...
Teddy actually hails me as the King of the North when we see each other.
Yeah.
When I was coming up to the fight, when we was watching the fight over at Kev's house, yeah. He was like, it's King of the North! I was like, hey, man. All right, this is the house I'm going to.
So are you not the King of the North anymore?
No, I believe I still am. My watch is not done.
It's not over. It's not over.
No, my watch goes on.
We're not done. Let's go into this Bow Wow shit, man.
This nigga.
Yo.
Hey. No. Is he the number one enemy of this show? I think Bow Wow is public enemy number one on the show.
And this is something that we may need to table the last conversation, because I want to actually use this as a Bow Wow as a launching pad into child stars not translating well to adult life.
We can do that. How long have we been doing this for?
We have 40 minutes in. So
we're fine. We're okay.
I'm saying Bow Wow was under... Actually, the question is, what child stars have transitioned well?
Well, I can spend a few minutes here because I'd have to think about it.
The only ones I can think of had Leonardo DiCaprio.
Michael Jackson did all right.
But people could say he was crazy as shit and he went through some shit. That could be arguable.
Well, but he also made Thriller.
Yeah, but we're talking about where there's fuck. They doing some fuck shit though. People, I could see somebody saying like, "Yeah, Mike."
I'm gonna need to look into this some more.
What's the parameters?
Yeah, like. I was ready for the other thing.
See, Bow Wow is not Bow Wow.
I just wanted to comment on this exact thing.
Yeah,
right
quote.
Like,
Here's my thing.
If you aren't up to speed, you can head over to Instagram, I would imagine.
Oh, everybody's seen this by now.
So, Bow Wow says, and I quote, and we make sure this is not myself saying this. I quote, I don't want a relationship.
He has no shirt on in his picture, too.
Well, I'm going to let them figure that out.
Which I always think is suspect. You want to put something deep, but you got no shirt on and taking some picture in your Marriott courtyard hotel.
We can do a whole show about how comments don't match up with Instagram pictures.
That's a very good
point. I have a rant ready for that. I have a whole thing about
ready to go for
how
that.
People take those Instagram pictures where they just want to show some shit off and then they want to put a deep comment underneath it. Like, you get in a bikini and you talking about life is full of twists and turns and... Come on. You just want to take a bikini picture. Just put a little emoji underneath there. If you're going to set a thirst trap, you don't have...
To give me all that.
You don't have to try to justify it by saying, this is something, a deep thing I'm feeling... If you feel like that, send a picture of you in a goddamn library. Then I'll think, all right.
She on some shit.
She's out here really giving some thought to this. Not a picture of you on a beach. What is that? Why do you have a bikini on? When you put a bikini on and lay down for a picture that you've asked somebody to take of you.
That's another thing. With just
the right lighting and all of these perfect things. I've never taken a picture with that type of lighting in my life. Ever.
Who takes these pictures for these girls, too? That's a question itself.
The 65-year-old white man that's paid for the trip that they on?
Oh, shit.
Anyway, going back to
the 65-year-old white man that... Or the Arabian dude...
That's
Arabian
paid
prince,
for that trip that they on.
Or the Arabian prince that got them to Dubai?
Exactly. That dude that jumped in their Instagram DMs and is flying them all over the place. That's who's taking the picture. Because he don't want to be in there because he got a wife. Because he's dro. And now I've brought the entire show full circle now. So, moving into Bow Wow. On Instagram, he says, I don't want a relationship. They hold you back. I want a best friend I can sleep with, make love to, hustle with, get money with, travel with, shop with, club with, and live life with. I want a partner in crime, a life partner, someone that can laugh, someone I can laugh with and build with. A woman I'm not afraid to lose because I know they'll always be there. Relationships are played, but a partnership I'll take.
That's a part. That's a.
So, Daryl, I would like a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. But if you could for me, I don't want a bun. I don't want lettuce. I don't want a tomato. I damn sure don't want pickles. Hold the onions. And if you could, I don't want the burger or the cheese either.
But I want a.
But I want the best cheeseburger you can provide without using any of those things.
That's just unrealistic, man.
That is a relationship, you dense SOB. You dumb bastard. That is a quintessential relationship you just described right there. But that's not what you want? You want a partnership? What are you, worried about putting words to the thing that you're doing?
I mean, he ain't got no money. That's why he needs a partnership. I mean, he's taking Southwest flights or whatever.
What he needs... So he needs a partnership because in a partnership, you got to share cost. In a relationship, you don't want the... Listen, ladies, you don't want the tab to come due in a relationship.
No. Bow Wow, he want a partnership because he want to go Dutch.
Yeah. Just say you want to go Dutch with somebody.
And I want to fuck you every
time. And don't use with that many times. You can just use the word in a comma.
My thing.
Just say somebody I could do everything I want to do with. Shop, sleep, make love. Those are not really different things, but whatever. All these other things.
Honestly.
You don't have to use with that many times. Yeah, that pisses me off.
Because ain't no man trying to shop with no women, though.
Yeah.
No. For them. But you don't want the back end of it. Because if you go to get you just a pair of slacks, best believe that ain't your only stop.
That's a good way to get cardio in.
Because you walk around the mall. Yeah. But if you got time to spare, you ain't just going to get your slacks and your polo.
You're
finna be in another couple of stores.
If you're trying to get your 10,000 steps in, you got maybe 70% to go. Go shopping. You won't have to walk the next day.
you'll be limited up, but you'll be good to go.
Yeah, you basically lived Exodus once you got done shopping.
Bow Wow is a sucker, man. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's the high sparrow of suckers.
Yeah, man. Like, he's bad. Like, he's bad, bad. Like, any woman that even fucks with him, I debate your sanity as a woman. Or what the fuck you want. Like, this nigga say dumb shit like this. Mm-hmm. No shirt on. On top of that, any nigga that takes an Instagram picture with no shirt on, this off GP, I think is a sucker nigga in general. That's just me. I'm sorry.
Unless you Lil Wayne. He doesn't come with a shirt.
Yeah, but he's kind of indoctrinated into that stunt.
Nah, that's fair. Yeah.
And Lil Wayne has already went past where he should have been in life in general. He's won beyond winning.
Okay, that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, like...
He's defied the odds.
Yeah,
Perhaps nobody's ever outpunched
their coverage. Oh, my God. Yeah,
nobody's ever outkicked their coverage more than Lil Wayne.
Ooh, has Lil Wayne outkicked his coverage more than most of anybody? Baby's up there, too.
Coverage?
Baby got Toni Braxton right now.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, he's rich. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but, I mean, that's kick... I'll kick this... I mean, Lil Wayne's rich, too, though.
Stedman's outkicked his coverage.
Stedman had money, though, before Oprah, though.
That's fine. But Dave Chappelle made it clear. That Oprah money is something different.
Yeah, but I can see that shit being getting you on your goddamn nerves, though. You gotta hate it on paper, though, because you don't want Oprah talking about, well, you can get the fuck... Well, bitch, I still got $40 million on my own.
Has Tom Cruise outkicked his coverage? He is like 5'7".
Who was he with, though?
Nicole Kidman, he was. And Katie Holmes. And
he
had Katie
Holmes.
But he's Tom Cruise.
Yeah. And Jamie Foxx stole Katie Holmes from him.
Well, but he kind of won that one, too. Because she couldn't go in public with him for years.
Yeah, because of their...
Tom Cruise kind of won that.
Yeah, because he had it in a divorce settlement. That's some gangster shit, though.
He did.
Was that in a prenup or just a part of the divorce settlement?
Don't know, but I'm glad it was there.
But that's some gangster shit, though, to be like, you can't be in public, nobody else.
I'll do that. I'm going to try to work that out. You can't post your happiness on social media.
For 3-4 years. God damn. That's some gangster shit.
You can't be seen. Put this social media burka on.
Social media burka. Shout out to Nas and fucking Nicki Minaj. She's gonna ruin his life though, man. I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, she is.
She's gonna ruin his life.
She's good at that.
She's gonna ruin my man. And that's one of my favorite rappers of all time. And she's gonna ruin his life. Mm-hmm. Or he can do some flip shit like, yo, I already double cleansed. I'm just kicking it. I ain't never gonna wife you up. I ain't never getting married again.
Nas ain't worried about that. Nicki is someone you can tame her if you trill enough with your game.
You think, because he old enough to tame her out.
Yeah.
Because She always moves some young motherfuckers, though. You get an old 44 seasoned nigga.
She was born like 5 years before Illmatic came out. He can get her together.
Yeah, because Illmatic came out in 92. She
was born like 86, 87. Had to be.
She might be at 85, maybe. But she's still in there.
No way she's born at 85.
Let's see.
There's no way. But yeah, Nas is doing the right thing. Like Nas is
taming. She's gonna cause him headaches, though.
No, she.
Are you saying that the old season game just gloss it over? Like I ain't gonna build your drama. Like, all right,
he ain't worried about all that.
Like, all right, you know.
That's a textbook reason when people say get you a young gal or get you an old dude. Like there's pluses and minuses to all that. You know. So
82.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
December 8th, 82. That's, I thought she was closer to my age, man. I thought she was like around my age, right?
Wow. How old is Nas? Like 49?
44. Just turned 44 yesterday.
That's March a good today. Enough bumper.
Yeah, 34. Yeah, 10. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good enough
bumper. And he got swag, though, too. It's not like he ain't the normal 44 either, though.
No.
It's Nas. Like.
It's Nas. He once again, he made him at it. Like, she's been respecting him forever. He's
and
OG.
She's from Queens too, though.
He's an OG in the neighborhood, so that's a whole different thing. So
he probably gonna have none of the drama Safari and fucking Meek Mill had. She probably worried about there's so many chicks probably trying to get at Nas in general. Yeah. I was because look, your age range of what you got to deal with chicks trying to get at him is 50 to 18. Yeah. Like,
Nicki Minaj would do what it take to hold the house down too.
But I'm just saying, though, she's got to worry about 18 to 50.
So all right, I want to go back to Bow Wow.
Yeah, let's go back to Bow Wow. The man at hand.
Yeah. So here's my thing with that whole thing is that it's bullshit. And my problem is, I had a comment on Facebook underneath that is that cats doing stuff like that. I posted it on my Facebook this morning, just to kind of share it and let people know what it is that we're looking at. Is that stuff like that is like how you can give life to a lot of bitter ass bullshit ass comments, you know, and like be like, oh, this is how guys are.
Yeah, this is how bullshit they be on. No, it's that motherfucker to be on.
And comment on my Facebook said, basically, he is basically saying he wants a bitch who won't make him commit, which is pretty common. So I ain't even mad at him.
Is that from a man or a woman?
A woman.
Oh shit.
Okay. That's not how it works, though.
No.
That's not how the game works at all.
The game, I don't know anybody that had the game work out for them, and just had a non-committal situation.
No, it doesn't work. You can't do it. Like
somebody's gonna get
one side or the other. Somebody's gonna be
somebody
like,
getting fucked up in the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's only so long. It's only so long. Eventually, no matter how much we assure it and push it off, is that traditional mindsets and conventions end up stepping in and taking their place. One way or another, it happens. It always ends up happening.
So does Bow Wow, he's gotta be dating women that are like 20, right? At this point, right?
He's dating chicks that you pick up at a skating rink.
Okay. So they just graduated high school just because he ain't necessarily R. Kelly.
He picks up the kind of girl that goes to an NBA game just to wait and see what happens.
She ain't got no plan, she ain't got no. She is there and I'm going to try to look cute and stand in the hallway.
Yes. 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 Those.
He's the one. He's feeding and taking bids through Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All of those. That's what Bow Wow does.
Ooh, damn. She kind of bad, man. I'm going to go.
On the low, Justin Bieber does that shit, too. Justin Bieber gets on a lot of chicks just through DMs.
Really?
Yeah. That's how he got on Chantel Jeffries. That's how he got on
Chantel Jeffries.
She's on Instagram. It's a good time. And then he got on, he hollered at the chick. I don't know if he got on her through DMs, but he had another chick that hit him up. I got to remember this girl's name. He gets on girls in that millennial ass. I'm going to do this through a second, not through a direct.
Oh, through my homeboy.
No, through my DMs. I'm not even going to have to do it through my homeboy. It's our era. Like, they're not doing that no more because they homeboys got their face and their phones all the time too. So they just shooting shots at chicks on social media and then having conversations through DM and not having to do the dirty work of having to holler at a chick straight up.
And see her out somewhere and be like, yo.
Yeah, because I think that just as much as you can get, say chicks aren't wired to deal with getting rejected, dudes ain't no more either. Because that's why they go through DMs and shoot through social media and do all that.
I can take
an
ill if I'm just, if she don't respond back to my DM.
Yeah, I can take that. But I ain't, if I walk up to her and she turn me back, my ego can't take that. That's how you end up having cats with that, oh, fuck you then ass mentality, and that rape culture be coming out of that BS too. You know, because you don't know how to take, you don't know how to respect the decline, because you feeling like she need to be respecting you and putting you up as much as you put yourself up, when you probably not doing the right things to attract her anyway.
So, like, Bow Wow, so do you think that he... So, his career is effectively over, right?
I guess. I don't know what he does.
I mean, can he... I mean... Remember, he was talking about, oh, yeah, you know, I did all that shit with the plain stuff of my new TV show, my reality show. I'm like, motherfucker, nobody watched that shit. It was like, it's growing up hip-hop or whatever, but nobody watched. I mean, maybe people do. I'll take it back. Maybe people do. But I don't think... For him to play himself like that, it wasn't... The equity in that wasn't there.
Yep.
For him to say, like, oh, yeah, I did this to get... Get the thing out there, you know, and trying to... No, man. You got caught up.
Yep. You just gotta get over it, Doc. It happened? Get over it.
Yeah, I mean... I guess we've always had people that's fronting on that level.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that the fronting has gotten to an all-time extreme. Because back in the day, people was just fronting, though, with the Benz keychain type thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got the Beamer keychain, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pull off now.
Yeah, but I'm saying back in the day, that was the same thing as back in the day where a dude be up in the Max. If anybody remember, St. Louis, remember the Max, hearing about the Max from their parents, up in the Max looking like Jerome with the Beamer Benz keychain. Like, yeah, you know, and then, well, all they did was rip off the Benz symbol off somebody real Benz and put it on their keychain.
That's ultimate tier fronting right there.
And putting their keys up on the bar, you know, I'm getting a drink, though, like... Yeah, let me get a shot.
My keys on the bar, I would 100% not have my keys when I went outside to get in my car. I would forget about them.
But let me get a shot of Jägermeister. And what you want, sweetheart? Oh, okay, you want a Zinfandel? I'm going to Zinfandel for the lady.
What's the corniest thing you've ever done to get a chick's attention? God bless the fact that social media wasn't there when I was young. Before I was ready to interact with it on that level. My Black Planet page would have been looking like Kevin Durant's.
Okay.
Or Jovan's.
Like, I was a senior in high school visiting my dad in Chicago. I was at the mall in the west suburbs of Chicago. And it came to my mind. It worked. But it was lame when I looked back at it. I was like... I heard somebody got a fever for your flavor, like from the Black Street song, Black Sheep. I heard you got the fever for the flavor, and she was like, "What?" I heard somebody got the fever for your flavor, and it was spontaneous. I was scared as shit because I was by myself. It's not like I had nobody with me. I was by myself with my dad. My dad was fucking around some electronics store, you know, doing something. I'm just roaming the mall and shit like a kid doing high school, And I had just bought that DMX Flush of My Flush album. Actually, no. Was I a freshman in college? No, I was a freshman in college. And I was like, and she was like, hey, and I got a number of stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm up here for my break and everything. You know, I was a senior in high school. I was a senior in high school when that came out. I was a senior in high school. And I was like, that's the lamest thing I can think of that I did offhand. I know I've done other lamer things, but that's the record one I can think of. And it worked, but it was like, wow, that was lame. And I only talked to her on the phone like two times. This is like 98, 99, 2000. So, you know, and I had no car, you know, it was like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in those days, you couldn't keep texting. And, you know, it was the house number. Nobody had no cell. So it was not like I had to figure out when she was at the crib. I'm with her family and stuff, though. I got to, you know.
Things were a lot tougher when you had to call that house number. Oh.
And it was nervous wracking too, not for necessarily talking to them. It's like who you gotta talk to before to get to them, the gatekeeper.
Man, you guys have the brothers and maybe a mama and like all
daddy,
sorts of people.
You'd be
like,
uncles, cousins, the older sister, Sheba. Who is this? Oh, this is Daryl. Daryl. Where she know you from?
I had to get that. And then people be picking up the phone while you on it, and you can't even really set into your...
Getting your game for real at all.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know how we did it. It was against all odds, as they say.
We overcame things for the greatness that we tried to aspire to reach.
At the end of the day.
Often didn't connect with, because we never ended up hollering at those chicks to this day anyway.
What was your lamest thing you think?
I did some stuff playing ball, probably. It was probably while I was playing game, like, you know, winking at chicks in the crowd while you playing a game and like feeling like you the man, and I only got about...
This is a girl you knew already, or was this...
Nah, I could just be like a chick from like another school and all that type of stuff, and then, you know, it never turned into anything. Like, feeling like you, like, I look back at that, like, who the fuck did I think I was? Teen Wolf? Like, I'm out here just...
I'm just out here
balling so crazy, she just can't deny it, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that.
Did it ever work?
Nah, it worked once. I got a girlfriend out of it once, but I mean, she's not married to me now, so it didn't really work.
She's married to somebody else?
Yeah, she's married to another guy. Yeah.
She didn't go to UC?
No. I didn't. I've never been one to date at my school. I never did that. Not too often. Occasionally I did. I tried not to, though.
He's like, this too close.
Nah, it's like dating somebody you work with. Like, it's...
That's how it was about college too. On the
yeah, no,
like,
no,
I hardly I can count on one, like maybe two girls I did.
Yeah,
and I never, none of them was serious. None of my serious girlfriends in college went to my school.
Yeah, no, I don't want to date people I work with.
He said that's a great analogy.
Yeah,
it's like dating somebody just school, like dating somebody you work with. That's a great analogy.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
So do you think there's any way we can remedy Bow Wow from his situation? Or he's too far gone? Because he's in his 30s now.
No, the hell no. But when you're that dude, that's who you are. And when you're that dude that wants to make relationships feel like you got to like a la carte all this bullshit, and you don't want to face something for what it is, so you try to find a way to make it be all these other things, but it's never really that. It's just you.
Because my thing is, like, you got to be in a relationship.
That right there. If you ever had a question about what one is, this is it. That's fuckboy activities right there.
Definitely.
That is textbook A, grade A fuckboy activities right there.
And if I was his baby mama, I would bring that shit to court anytime he was tripping off of child support.
He might be the number one fuckboy of this of the 106 and Park generation.
He's up there. I can't think of nobody offhand.
Nope. There's not a bigger fuckboy that's ever emerged from 106 and Park.
I mean, he may even dip into our generation.
I'm part of the 106 and Park generation for sure.
Are you really? No, you're not.
Yeah, it was on all while I was in high school.
I mean, it was on when I my freshman year in college when it started. But still, that I consider 106 and Park generation my little brother's generation.
I mean, my homeboy that I went to high school with hosted it.
Who?
Jay Nix.
Jay Nix hosted it before?
He was on BET and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, but that's not 106 and Park's crowd near. Main thing was like...
Maybe not host. Host's not the right word.
A 10 to 15-year-olds. Well, their wheelhouse.
Yeah, those are the ones that worshipped it. Like, we didn't have stuff like that. Like, we had, yeah, like, we had, like, Word Up magazine and stuff like that. Like, we didn't have...
Right On.
Yeah, we were Right On and all that stuff. Like,
no, we worshipped some stuff, though. We worshipped Rap City. We worshipped...
But I'm talking about... Nah, man. But the songs that were on when I was in high school... I graduated high school in 2001.
Right.
So when I was in high school, those were songs that were playing while I was in high school. Like, that was the stuff that was on. Like, it was the same stuff that was on the box, same stuff like that. It's just like TRL. I mean, TRL stuff was the stuff when I was in high school. And those are, like, the TRL... I mean, 106 and Park was the black guy that the white girl who watched TRL brought home. Like... So that was doubt. I mean, just kind of, it kept going longer after that, but all that stuff. Yeah, I was watching that stuff.
They bring TRL back too.
When I was in high school, good for them. Maybe
see Young Flies though.
Maybe they'll play the number one video this time around.
Is there a number one video?
They played every video on TRL 10 through 2 until number one.
But I think his number one got played so much though to make his way up to number one.
Yeah, but I mean, goddamn, I want my shine when I get to the top. Like, what do we say all the time? Appreciate our heroes while they're here.
They give me my roses while
don't cut that NSYNC video off.
That bye bye bye.
Yeah, let that play. That's what people want to hear. It's the number one song in the country. Don't cut the Backstreet Boys off.
Don't cut that. What was the Backstreet Boys big song? The little slow song they had.
I want it that way. Yeah,
yeah, I want it that way. Yeah.
Don't cut that Britney Spears. I'll let that play.
Don't cut that 90 degrees.
Don't cut that Eminem off. Let Eminem go. Like, they've earned this number one spot. Fuck number two. Make them want to get to number one.
Don't cut that Old Town off.
Cut that off. Just like B2K was number one forever on 106 and Park, and
Then him and Bow Wow stayed.
Yeah, that was it.
It's rotated their situation.
Maybe it was a curse for the 106 and Park.
Because nobody in B2K is doing well either.
No.
Like, at one point, I was like, "Oh, Omarion's straight."
They weren't doing well while they were in the group, though. We've come to find out.
Yeah, we're going through some issues. Immature too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marcus Houston, who's a Jehovah's Witness now.
Well, after that,
go to his Instagram. But he's all like you know, Jehovah. No, but you know, homeboy's Jehovah's with him too. Chris Stokes, the dude that allegedly,
important.
They both went to Jehovah's Witness together. Well, so he ain't got out the trap. Allegedly,
maybe try Scientology.
That might be the best way he can go. That's all you got left. Maybe they can do your little quiz thing, whatever they do though, and let you know that. Oh man, you got fucked in ass. You need to figure that out. Allegedly. That stuff was all bad going on in that TGT, or was it TUG? Yeah, TUG.
Tug?
Yeah, it was TUG.
That's uncomfortable.
No, TGE? It was TUG or TUG?
I hope it wasn't Tug. Tug makes me very uncomfortable.
It might be in TGE.
If you're talking about the type of stuff we're referring to and it's called Tug.
We're going to find this out right now. Hold on. I think it's TGE though. I mean TUG.
No, it can't be TUG. There's no acronym that makes sense to ever have something spell out TUG.
I think this what made the whole thing a little bit, you know, more funny. Grizzly,
maybe? Grimy? I don't know how to. No, I don't want to think about that.
Wow. So you know that Chris Stokes is a porn star too.
No.
He's a white porn star too. So now I gotta go deeper into the search.
Don't ever say go deeper and you just said somebody's a white porn star. That's flagrant.
Let's see. His label was called, hold on man. I'm sure it was TG. It's TUG. It is TUG. TUG record label. I knew it was TUG, man.
That bothers me.
It was called the Ultimate Group. TUG stands for the Ultimate Group.
Oh, it stands for the Ultimate something. The Ultimate
Group. The Ultimate Group.
The Ultimate Grope.
Yeah, he had a lot of artists on his label.
Yeah, I hope they're all doing well.
I mean, Janae Aiko was doing okay. She was on there.
She was around that long ago.
You know, Mila J is her sister.
Yeah, no, like I don't understand anything that chick says, but
come on, Janae Aiko.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like a wannabe Sade.
Yeah, it's not going to work out well for her.
Nah, not being with Big Sean.
She's with Big Sean now?
That's her boyfriend.
That's not going to work.
Like, this didn't even, yeah.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work at all. It's not going to work.
You can't date somebody named Big something if they're not.
Yeah.
Unless he's got a rod.
It's a whole other level that we would never know about.
I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah, but no, Mila J and Jenny Aiko are. But she's like a, you know, I want to be kind of Sade, but
the first Sade time I've ever heard her say something and understood it is on the
grocery something with the grocery eating.
No, it's on this. It's a vibe. 2 Chainz joint.
You didn't remember? You didn't know she says like eat like groceries.
I remember she say something like that. I'm always gonna hear you. I mean, but
you saying something profound.
I'm just saying
like
oh, repeatedly, like you did a whole verse. I understand what you're saying. Like it was on that. It's a vibe song, and oh, she's man, been out she's for like 400 years.
She's been out for a long time, man. Janae Aiko's been out a long time.
I feel like she should be more successful for as long as she's been out. Like, she should have tried to be like a
lead. Her sister should be more popular than her.
Oh, yeah.
More. Her sister was in like 2-3 other groups before her that was decently popular.
Her sister sounds like a guy that you fight on an undercard when you're trying to get up.
When you try to get up to fight Mike Tyson, no Mike Tyson punch.
Yeah, she's like not Glass Joe, but Don Flamingo.
Don Flamingo.
Yeah, she's Don Flamingo. Maybe the Great Tiger.
Oh, the Great Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger or Tiger?
No, Tiger.
Tiger.
Not the dude that couldn't hold a Kardashian down. That Kardashian, the culture vulture. Well, that's all of them. But
that's all of them. It's about the younger ones.
The skinny one.
The Biggie.
The skinny one.
Kylie, the one he's with.
Kylie, yeah, she's dating another dude now.
She's dating
another black dude.
Travis Scott.
Is it Travis? No, she's done with Travis Scott. She's dating another dude. Scott? Yeah.
I thought, damn, these bitches move fast.
They're gonna get a sample of all the chocolate in the factory.
Hold on, Kylie Jenner. I thought she was with him.
Mm-mm. She got another one.
Damn. It says Mary Jordan Woods.
No, it is Travis Scott now. It was ASAP Rocky before.
Okay. Because I thought it was Travis Scott. Okay.
God.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Whatever.
Yeah, and I...
Do you guys remember your homework for this week? I need you to tell me which of the four guys from Insecure you would...
This is for ladies. Yes. And also for our white listeners. Or black listeners, have you seen a white person drink Hennessy?
Yeah. It's like we're asking you to find Loch Ness.
And if you could have a picture, it'd be even better.
Yeah, if you could find...
Actually, if you found a picture, we'll make it the actual show.
Yeah, but it can't be you posing with somebody. Like, you have to see a white person ordering it on their own.
And have... Preferably holding the actual bottle, pouring it themselves if you can.
Oh, well, that's...
I mean, that's the gold standard, though.
Yeah, that's...
You know, if you can do that, we will invite you on the show.
Yeah.
If you can get that, that's like finding a lot of...
No, we're not paying for you to come.
We'll do you through Skype. We'll set you up through Skype.
Because, as you know, we've at best have $12 in the show account.
We still need to buy the alcohol, too. Still in there, sitting there.
Oh, we have $12 just sitting there? Yeah, well, next show, we need to do it. We've got to dissect important things in the black community.
Yeah.
That's our
idea.
That's our calling, if you will.
Make sure you email straightoilc@gmail.com. We're going to come back to our last topic as we ran over. But, man, like, we got some good stuff.
Let's preview it. What are things that frighten you, like in society? Not like nuclear winter.
Or cops.
That frightens all of us. Yeah, don't be as rudimentary as the police. The police scare me. Yeah, they should. Yeah, you should be.
The weirdest things.
Like, what are things that just like you are habitually scared of? Like dogs, like a dog that doesn't have a leash on, or student loans, or just something like that. Like, tell us the things that you're afraid of. On the next episode, we're going to get into the top 10 things that frighten the black community more than anyone else. And we're not counting the police.
Yes.
Like R. Kelly walking into church, things like that.
R. Kelly walking into your daughter's school.
Yeah, something like that. Or like a solo Destiny's Child album that doesn't involve Beyonce. Like things like that. Like,
where it's just a Michelle Kelly album.
Yeah, like imagine that happening. Yeah, mm-hmm. Imagine that happening. So we want to hear these things. Things that scare you in the black community. That's next show. That and for the ladies is... Bring it forward.
And a white person with Hennessy.
The guy. Yes, and a white person with Hennessy. This is like a scavenger hunt. Yeah. Next episode will be a scavenger. It'll be the Legend of Zelda edition of the scenario.
Or straight OC on Twitter as well. Straight Out Low Cash fan page. People have been hitting us up on there too on the Twitter. We appreciate y'all. We'll be out. Peace.